A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Sissies, we are in a state.
Is there a new flavor of Oreos?
No.
Oh, they finally started a gay men who can knit subreddit?
No! And if they did that subreddit, I would report it for being sad.
Well, what is it then? Some new Keira Knightley movie?
Close. Sissies, we are excited for Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Now on Hulu. Oh yeah, it looks delish, and the guys are really hot.
It's not only about the hot men, Maddie. This is a high-class show, and Lisa Vanderpump is taking us across the pond. Sissies, in this gorgeous new show, you can join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
With really hot French guys?
No. Well, maybe. Stop distracting me. Sissies, meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance,
and misadventures.
But don't get it twisted. The staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards as they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests.
True. And Lisa has a staff. Mixologists, chefs, housekeepers, event coordinators, and a chateau manager.
Who's really, really hot.
I knew you'd get there. But sissies, not everybody has what it takes.
Oh no, it gets messy. So get prepared, sissies, because Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
Poodle, is someone at the door? It's Southern Charm.
Michael, it's time for my medicine.
Come and listen to a podcast hosted by some queens.
Talking about folks living way above their means.
They all live in Charleston where the booze is always flowing.
And we know too much about them all because of Andy Cohen.
Bravo, that is.
Southern Charm.
Sweet tea.
Well, Cameron is the sweetest,
and Austin is a tool.
Shep can be a jerk,
but Chelsea's really cool.
Craig is playing lawyer.
Eliza's playing games. There's a lot of other blonde girls.
We forget their names.
Madison?
Heather Lynn?
Skimbleshanks?
It's Sweet Tea, the unauthorized Southern Charm podcast.
I think I'm going to have to get drunk tonight.
You know,
this is so awful.
You know what?
The you tell me what happened. I'm getting a beer because I'm glad I had a great day today and you stressed me out.
Mercury, the god Mercury, has raw dogged me all day today and it has not been fun. And I love it how some bitch can just get up and go get a beer in my time of need. Well, anyway, y'all, basically, we've had mic problems, we've had internet problems. I've had slang problems, not the kind you have sex in. Have a beer. But yeah, I'm at the end of my proverbial rope.
You know what I told Poodle today? That it was a beautiful day here in Houston. It was sunny, but like really crisp, and it felt like fall. And I kind of opened the windows, and I made homemade chicken stock for my dad, and then I cooked a healthy dinner for myself. And I said I couldn't wait to just sit down and have a healthy dinner and have the one luxury of a glass of red wine, a nice Cabernet, and the Airbnb doesn't have a corkscrew.
What Airbnb does not have a corkscrew? They all should
this
come with it.
Because
people drink on the
I'm
road.
I'm like one star rating now. Fuck this.
You should. Y'all, this is Sweet Tea. We are back after a year.
A year and
or
more
so.
Than a year. A year.
So what's changed?
Y'all, well, first of all, if you're,
what's changed?
If you're new to Sweet Tea, everybody, my name is Matt Marr. People call me Maddie.
And I am Poodle, a.k.a. Jake. You might have found us through our 90 Day Gays feed, but this is the podcast that was actually first.
It was
our Southern Charm podcast.
Go ahead.
And before that, there was TVT Time and River Mails.
And Risty and Fisty and what's this fucking show with these two gay guys? We should have a podcast called Risty and Fisty, and we just talk about sex.
I'm going to be wristy because you're going to be fisty because ain't no one fisting me.
No one's fisting me. Anyway, y'all, so we had a little teaser some of y'all listened to. Maybe some people are like, I've just been listening to Sweet Tea. I didn't even know y'all did 90 Day Fiancé.
Maybe, but we're back. We're back with not really a vengeance, more like a whimper.
More like a whimper, although I will say there's two words that have piqued my interest, and I haven't even spoken to you about this, but I know it doesn't need to be.
I love surprises. I don't.
But there's two words that have piqued my interest with this show, and its name is John Pringle.
I think I was going to say the same thing, y'all. He's the fucking brawny man come to life.
He is the brawny man come to life. That is perfect.
Holy fucking shit. Whoa. I would beg for
and like
it
a,
on my knees.
And like a paper towel, he could sop up my wetness.
I would let him do
picks up more
ungodly things to
oh,
me.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know how everyone kind of has rules? Like, you can't piss in my mouth.
Oh, God.
No,
oh, God. That almost made like, beer go up my nose. Or, oh, God.
Or there's no way I'm going to role play with me playing your mother.
Yes.
I would drop all those for John Pringle in a second.
He's a very good looking man. And then when Poodle found out he comes from aristocracy and that he's probably rich.
That was it. That was it. Definitely has a family who owns slaves. Almost
for
certainly.
Sure. Which, so we should, for those of you new, this is a little different than 90 Day Gays because there we're just spouting off shit we don't know. And this one, we feel like we're a little bit different than some of the other podcasts that talk about this because, well, I'm kind of Southern because Oklahoma's a weird state.
No, you're not. It's fine. You're a fake Southerner, but it's fine.
My family's from the Deep South, North Carolina and Alabama, but Poodle is from South Carolina.
I'm a sandlapper, y'all. So if anyone's listening saying these two queens don't know anything, they don't know Charleston, they don't know.
Poodle has fucked guys in Charleston.
Oh, yes. And, you know, surprisingly, the wealthier you are, the bigger your dick does not get.
Uh-oh.
I know that's shocking.
Shocking. But
I spent a lot of summers in Charleston. I'm actually originally from an area near Greenville, South Carolina. So I'm from the upstate. For you South Carolinians.
Town Poodle?
Pickens, South Carolina. Named after Revolutionary War General Andrew Pickens, also known as never mind, I can't remember he had a nickname, but who knows.
Slim Pickens.
It's not Francis Marion, who was known as the Swamp Fox. Swamp Fox, Swamp Fox.
I don't even know what you're talking about. That's some, y'all, South Carolina is a weird state.
Well, South Carolina is really obsessed with its history.
It is.
And it being the first state to secede from the Union over the Confederacy ideals. So they're pretty much, you know, you really can't convince them either way. But yeah, I'm a dyed in the wool South Carolina boy. So I will have something to say about most of this. So that gives me cachet to say anything.
You know, it will be interesting in that, you know, one thing that Poodle and I talked about that, y'all, we didn't know if we were going to do this show again, because honestly,
we didn't. Last season was so bad.
It was started out, we thought, going to be good, and then it just ended really horribly, and it was just sad. I remember when we watched that finale, we were just sad. Like when you
and we
when you lubed up and like seven guys that are come over, and then the only guy that comes over is like the nerd who
skinny methed up twink.
Yeah, the one look, and he's like a nerd who doesn't even like he's, and then he tells you, "I'm not really a top, I'm a bottom,"
and he's a bottom.
And you're just sad. You're just sad.
You've spent all that time cleaning out.
Or you know what?
And
It was sadder. It was sadder. It's like when you go to someone's house to see and you see brownies and then you find out they're sugar-free. That's the worst right there.
Sugar-free is fine.
Really?
It's just that it doesn't taste good.
Yeah.
Hey, there's still fat in it. That's all I care about.
So the way that we do this show, y'all, in the past, we talked about our tea bags and Poodle and I kind of gated and jumped around. So we're going to kind of more talk about the show in a linear progression. We feel like that just kind of, but we're still.
That's how we've been doing 90
days. We're still going to be doing our quote and quotables at the end of the show. And if there's any other segments that we miss, just come at us and let us know, because we're not going to go back and listen to our episodes.
And if you longtime sweet tea listeners, sweet teasers, decide you want just the tea bags, you know, that's fine. We may talk about going back to that. But we've been kind of recapping things pretty well on 90 Day.
Oh, we have a good time.
And we've grown a lot since then, y'all.
Well, the Southern charm has changed. Why don't we change?
I agree.
Because
I'm not saying no. I am saying since we've done Sweet Tea, you guys, if you're just a listener to Sweet Tea, we've done pretty well with our 90 Day Fiancé podcast, 90 Day Gays. And we've got over 2,500 views on Apple Podcasts. And so if you only listen to Sweet Tea, you should take a listen to 90 Day. We're making magic over there.
You said 2,500. That's 2,500. You mean 250,000.
We don't have, no, 2,500 reviews.
Oh, reviews. Yeah. Reviews. I'm talking about downloads. I was like, we have more downloads.
Listen to the words that are coming out of my mouth.
No, that's not nice. So quick thoughts about this beginning of the season, or do you want to just jump in, or do you want to do final thoughts at the end?
Well, let me just talk about where we were before. This ended like in the fall of 2019.
Yeah, and I think this is appropriate because I actually like the way they're doing this show of they kind of let us know that, yes, this show is going to talk about COVID. It's going to talk about what's happening in the current environment. And let's go back to 6 months ago when life was happy. So that's kind of like where we all were. I like that. Go ahead.
So this is before we even knew what COVID was, you guys. This is before me going to China. I don't know if you knew about this. I said it on the podcast. I went to China. I went to these places that had coronavirus.
Sadly, she came back.
I don't know if I had it. We had a real fun time podcasting while I was there, though.
Fun for no one but you.
Like when I was podcasting in a hotel lobby, and it was like, ding. Ding, 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 ding,
he's not
ding,
being
ding,
racist. They literally were playing that music. we also, you know, a lot of things which I think are changing the show. There was no COVID. I don't want to say there was no George Floyd, because sadly there's been George Floyds for decades.
Yeah, it just never got really
there was none
reported.
Of that movement of that. I think the Me Too movement have happened, and the show kind of happened a year prior. But really, those two things have really kind of obviously rocked our world and American society. And so what's interesting how I think what's cool, what they seem to be doing in Southern Charm is, like Poodle just talked about, South Carolina is definitely probably, from a COVID standpoint, but also wouldn't you say it's probably one the seat of slavery in our country? I mean, it was really where it's such an old, it's such an institutional thing there. So it'll be interesting just so much is changing in the world that's going to affect South Carolina.
I would say the scars of slavery are still there, which is where Nikki Haley, you know, a fixture in the Trump era, but she was the one who said, you know, sure, take the Confederate flag down. That was a huge deal when the Confederate flag was removed from the South Carolina state.
She's the governor of South Carolina, or what at the time was, for people that don't know.
And then she became ambassador to UN.
So anyway, y'all, it's a different Southern charm. But yeah, 6 months ago, we were just worried about chlamydia. That was it.
And how Madison basically and Austin started a chlamydia rumor, and that was it. That was enough for 2019.
Enough.
And I think too, we also had Cameron, we had Naomi, And we also had Chelsea. And y'all, all three, actually, all three of those are missed. Not so fast, Naomi.
Not so.
You are not missed.
Not so fast, Naomi. Now.
And you're kind of like hammerhead shark face because of your eyes were too far apart.
It's true. So the way the show, the way the show starts is that it's showing them.
Are we jumping in?
I guess so. Yeah, I feel like, right?
Okay, sure.
It started with the theme music, and I got so excited. And then it shows everybody, like, having COVIDs and all that and kind of experiencing that. Like,
yeah.
It was very dramatic.
I don't like this kind of foreshadowing.
Oh, I do. They do this on 90 Day Fiancé. They're doing it this season with Devin and Jihoon.
I feel like it's super manipulative. And it doesn't play to our better angels, but I get it. I get why
they
do
it. I think they have to do it, though, too, because if they just showed 6 months ago and everybody's having a good time,
I know.
It just...
I agree. I feel like it's dramatizing a fucking epidemic, and it makes me sad. That's all. It's not showing the epidemic that makes me sad. It's dramatizing it.
Well...
I know. And there's a way you can do documentary kind of in a way that's not hyper emotional. TLC nor Bravo know anything about this.
No.
But so that's why I had a problem with it. It has nothing to do with the fact they're showing the pandemic. It's the fact that they're trying to dramatize it and they're trying to gin up feelings within us.
Yes. So we kind of jump in. So, but we go back 6 months ago and see where people are now. We see, you know, Madison's she's a full-time cast member now, and we see her with her son, Hudson.
Oh, before that, no, there's Craig and
yeah,
I didn't even watch this.
Yeah, there's Craig and he's brushing
his
teeth.
You were the one who were supposed to tell me because I missed the first 3 minutes and I had to look it up.
It was shirtless Craig brushing his teeth. Did you see it? He's shirtless. And I know
I missed it.
He was
shirtless
and he looks kind of slim and doughy at the same time, and it's so hot for you.
I love Craig, y'all. I still love Craig. Craig and his pearl bracelet. I don't know what's going on there, but I love it. Craig and his manicure.
Oh, I do.
He's my favorite.
I know you love him.
He's my world.
I like him. I just can't listen to him speak so much.
Like this. Yeah. He talks like this. So Craig right now is living with Austin, you guys.
Austin with the drunk frat boy with the tongue is too big. Madison.
I'm going to make some beer.
I'm going to make some beer.
It's going to be called.
My tongue's too big for my mouth. And it looks like its own like entity.
I look like Fred from Scooby-Doo, but I'm less smart.
Jinkies. Y'all, he is literally the bottom of the barrel of guys you would fuck. Yeah, because I have a bottom of the barrel.
No, you just have a bottom.
I did not say I would not fuck him. I'm saying in Charleston, these girls who are better, like, the thing is, women are better than me. I'm a slut. I'm completely aware of that.
Mm.
I would bang a straight guy real quick.
Well, you know.
Just so I could say I've done it.
And you have.
So Craig is living with Austin because his house flooded and apparently had asbestos and chemicals all in it. Because leave it to Craig to have asbestos in his house. I didn't really follow a lot. But Craig's living with Austin. Craig's like got laundry everywhere because of course he does.
No, y'all, and Craig like, washes clothes at night and then leaves them in the wash all night and then dries them the next day. Y'all, that makes moldy smelling clothes and it's one of my least favorite smells in the world. Don't do that.
Honestly, though, if you wash clothes at night and you don't leave them for like 24 hours, it's fine.
Yeah.
Clothes aren't going to mold within like six hours or eight hours.
Like it. Well, so I'm not a fan of it, but Craig is a lot of you went to these and messaged us. He talked about he's doing the sewing down south. His pillow company is going well.
He's doing pop-ups,
he
y'all.
Was. And again, in perfect Craig fashion, the producer says, did you imagine you would be doing this? And Craig's like, I did. Yeah, it was just no I one did. Else done. Which is so Craig to be like, you know, most people be like, no, never in my wildest dreams. And Craig's like, yeah, I saw it. Everybody else was against me.
I love weird, contrary Craig, because Craig, here's what Craig is. Craig is a weird, socially unacceptable nerd in a really attractive guy's body.
This is true.
Totally.
It's true.
And something happened on the way to heaven because he never really understood that he's attractive and he had to be weird.
That's true.
And yeah, something's off.
And Naomi, like, really, I mean, she didn't really have a lot of, they were in a toxic relationship. So they kind of showed that too. But
Craig needs to be with a weird girl.
Mm.
A girl mm-hmm. who, not a regular Charleston uh-huh. girl. He needs to go outside of Charleston because Charleston women are pretty, just like the men, are pretty one note.
Well, they also don't have, we're missing a cast member that was on last season.
Who?
Exactly.
I'm forgetting.
I'll give you a hint. We went on a tour of her plantation and Chelsea was like, this is fucked up.
Oh, Eliza. It's her being a limehouse. I had forgotten about her.
I'd forgotten about her too, just until this moment.
I'd honestly forgotten about her. It's her being a limehouse, y'all.
Thank God she's not on this show. So
she is pregnant.
Oh, good for her, though.
Or maybe she's had her baby.
She had a baby.
God, she was fucking dumb.
Y'all, so after the reunion, we get it. So Austin and Madison are back together. They took like 6 months
Madison.
Of time off, and then they realized that they were still in love with each other, or Madison realized she still wanted to be on a reality show.
I agree, and I wanna point out what Madison said. Is she said, you know, I don't know. It's like we realized we liked each other, and we can't stay away from each other. We liked each other too much, and I'm like, that's called codependency.
Yeah.
It's not a good relationship. I know Maddie was more team Madison than me. I'm still not a fan of hers.
You were, though.
Near the end.
You were, because I just listened to the episode while you were doing it. And you said in that episode,
how dare you?
You said, Maddie liked her first, but I'm officially on the Madison train. That's verbatim of what you said.
Well, maybe it's after not even being near her.
Well, but that was the episode before the whole chlamydia thing. We both were really into Madison, and then the chlamydia thing happened, and we both just...
Chlamydia gate
yeah. happened, and because we do love Danny, y'all, and we both were just kind of like, ugh. But and I still liked Madison, and what I like about Madison, first of all, and I know this is so shallow, she's just so
shocking.
Fucking beautiful, and her hair always looks perfect.
She looks better this season. I don't have that same thing that you do. I still don't really like her.
I look at her and I think of my cousin's peaches and cream Barbie. I'm just entranced by it.
This is the third or fourth time in a month you've mentioned, you know, peaches and cream Barbie. You should just buy yourself one.
Come at me if you want to buy me. Don't buy me one. I don't have any place to put it.
I never liked dolls.
I just, like, I didn't either, but I just loved Peaches and Cream Barbie. I loved combing her hair. She was so pretty and her dress was so beautiful.
Hint, you like dolls if you want to comb a doll's hair.
Just Peaches and Cream Barbie. The other Barbie, Malibu Barbie, all that. I didn't care about them. Okay. I wanted Peaches and Cream. Anyway.
And that's even sadder.
I was just going to say, I do think she's beautiful, but B, I kind of think that, like, she's good TV. She's a good, like, I have to say, she's a way better reality star than Cameron and Chelsea.
Yeah, I still don't have to like her.
No, but I'm saying,
I don't,
like,
care if she's good
I like
TV.
That she's on the show because she makes it more interesting. Because when she wasn't, to be honest, it was becoming a boring show.
I feel like she's always ready to drop an insulting line to someone, and I can enjoy watching someone like that. I don't have to like them, and I don't like
that. Literally is my day-to-day fear when every time I go out with you, what is Poodle gonna say?
Maybe I hate her or don't like her because she's too much like me.
She is so much like you. She's a huge opportunist, and I kind of respect her for it because, you know, we don't we sometimes men get a pass on this. Oh, they're just being a man. But I'm like, kind of good for you for being a woman who's like, fuck it. But I get how she rubs people the wrong way. I get it. Yeah. I get it.
So you guys, the next thing we go into is so Craig's still doing his pillows things. He's got his Patricia pajamas on because she does dogs.
It's true.
I will say this show knows how to do a brand like none
they
other.
They even did a Ford commercial when Shep was talking on his phone.
They did. this show, I think that may be a Bravo thing. So Catherine, you guys, Catherine's had a real history with this show because she's been the villain, then she's been the hero, then she's been the villain, then she's been the survivor, and now who knows where she is because she's staying in Thomas's house. Let that sink in. And when I saw Thomas Ravenel walk down those stairs, something in me twisted and I was disgusted.
I did not like seeing him. I was surprised they showed him. Y'all, as you know, nothing's proven, but there's alleged, and they weirdly talked about the alleged sexual assault, and they talked about it last season. And I will say this show, we're going to talk about it more this episode, they have not shied away of anything that has happened outside of these people's lives. And I like that they bring that in normally, but this, I just didn't want to see Thomas.
Whatever you do, and I'm saying it, if you're a little worried about it, and go ahead and do it. Follow Thomas Ravenel on Twitter. You'll be mortified at what he says, and he's even a worse person than you thought.
Oh, he's
the things that he has said about the current crop of candidates and the current political race is mortifying.
I don't follow him because he is almost more than anybody. He is such like the embodiment of white privilege.
We knew that going in.
I have to say, I was listening a little bit. Good for us. We talked about this shit on our episode last season too. That's because we're deep.
I'm glad you're giving us kudos, which is not a weird thing to do.
We're not deep at all. But so, So they talk about Catherine's and they bring up this Insta story that happened where everybody heard Thomas and Catherine's video and they're like, are they together? They're not together. Catherine's house is being redone or something like that. And so they're getting along better. She's staying with Thomas. She's like, all their custody is settled. It's 50-50. She said, we're getting along. And
we see kids though. And Kenzie's looking really cute. Saint, the less said, the better. I don't know what's going on with him.
I think they're both getting a little cuter. They just both, you know what it is? They both look just like Catherine. And Catherine has really wide eyes. And it just looks odd on a kid. But as an adult, it looks beautiful. Because already Kenzie is really grown. And she's becoming a cute kid.
Yeah, this is terrible. I just feel like something is wrong with Saint. And I know we've said that before.
Well,
I don't know what else to say.
We're going to get letters on that now. So
I'm just saying what I think. Oh. You can come for me alone.
Come ahead. Jake it or fake it. The views of Jake Anthony do not reflect.
I'm just not afraid to say something that everyone else thinks.
Oh, God.
Oh, okay. Anyway, so
it was weird seeing them together. The kids were talking, they were laughing, and Catherine was kind of like, this is the way things could be, you know, if everything wasn't so fucked up.
And then Kenzie's like, and then Thomas Ravenel's like, she really likes it when we're together. Foghorn Leghorn.
Uh-huh, Catherine, you want us to be together, Catherine?
No.
No.
She doesn't.
No one wants that.
You know what I want more than anything? I want Catherine to color her roots.
Oh, they were rough this episode.
Get some powder. You're going to be on television. Fill them in. Like, you guys, when you're a redhead like that, there's no ombre of, like, you're blonde with dark roots.
Yeah.
This did not look good.
And her eyebrows looked like fucking Clarabelle the Clown. It was really bad.
You can really tell Catherine wears more and more makeup each season. It's more makeup and more tits each season.
Oh, that pink dress with those boobs. Those boobs were cinched for the gods.
They were milkalicious.
And she hasn't had a boob job,
no,
right?
No, she just had good, great boobs.
It's just they're like pushed together.
I'm not making fun of her for showing them. I'm just saying she just like, it's like the more confident they get, the more tits she shows.
Yeah.
Good for her.
So let's talk about Madison. Madison. Madison has, and her son is actually been featured in the show, Hunter. And Hunter is, I want to say, 8 or 9.
I hope he's gay because she needs a gay son. That would, she'd be a good gay son mom.
He has all the indications. He has all the indications.
He does love feathering his hair. And y'all, I used to blow dry my hair all the time as a kid. I loved blowing my hair. And that's when I'd put that drop of cologne on the top of my head so that when my mama hugged me, she'd smell my hair.
And I will say, you can have a gay son who doesn't do all that fastidious son because of all that fastidious shit because of Exhibit A, me. Because I was just like, I'm going to do my hair whenever, however I want to. Or you can have a fastidious, like, ridiculously person who's appearance obsessed, like this one. But
you
that's
know,
fine.
I was more when I was younger. Now I could give two shits. And actually,
there's a lot of different
kind of switch where now you can't walk by a mirror and stop and stare.
Maybe, but there's a big difference between you will fix your hair if you go to Subway.
No, I won't.
You fix your hair when you come see me.
I get up in the day and I take a shower and I fix my hair.
Fine. All right. Whatever.
If we're playing the vanity game, I lose because no one is more vain than you.
That's not true.
I'm sorry. No one's more vain. You are the more vain one of us, but we know people that are way more vain. But
yeah,
you literally, I mean, I literally have seen you stare in a mirror like Narcissus.
I do, but because, you know, this is a true confession. I'm looking at the things I would not change, but I'm looking to make sure I'm okay.
Well, there's nothing
so
you
thank
should
you
change
for,
about you.
Thank you. Now I made you turn the tables.
No.
I love it. It's like Adele. Turning tables.
You should change it. I mean, you will eventually get some Botox and you'll get your eyes done when I get mine done. But until then, you're fine.
But I'm kind of assessing what's going on there. Actually, I like my face a lot nowadays. But I as a young child, I asked my mother for a nose job. I did. And my mom's like, if you want it, we'll get it for you. And I just never really followed through with it. But everyone I've dated has liked my nose, so I haven't really had a problem with it.
Because when they're getting you from behind, you turn around and say hi. So that's when they see your nose. I'm like, I thought they usually just see the back of your head.
It's just the rear view. It's just the posterior view.
Y'all,
nice nose.
Y'all love yourself.
When they're choking me, when
okay.
they're choking me,
okay.
and they're bringing it up around and pulling my neck around. I'm like, hey, hey there, hey
okay.
there, hey there. They're like, you got a nice nose.
Let's move on.
I love it when I bring in like really vivid sex
yeah,
stuff. You're like,
because I know it's
on.
Real.
Where am I?
We just got done talking. So
I don't like being choked. Just by the
okay.
way, everyone sees that in porn. And that's a thing that people think that you should do to people. I don't enjoy being choked at all.
I don't want to be choked. So Catherine is renovating her townhouse, and she talks about that. And then she talks a little bit about, y'all, Catherine's mother passed away. And so she talks a bit about that.
Yep.
She had breast cancer. They thought they'd beaten it, and it came back. So, I mean, there's nothing really else to say to that except for...
It's a big deal for her. Yeah.
She was kind of the only person that supported her during all this, like her main support. And this is all her mother died whenever she was like in the last like 6 months of getting custody of her kids.
Yeah, it was the worst time possible.
It was a really shit time. And I will say, I feel like Catherine this episode, I think Catherine's probably going to stir more shit this season, but she also seems to be a little bit more, she seems lighter to me. Like her energy seems lighter and just more wanting to have, I mean, she's drinking now.
I feel like she's much more of a plot tool this season
mm-hmm.
instead of a major story point, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
She's, she's much more the shit stirrer of the main story is going to be Austin and Madison.
Yeah.
And maybe Austin or Madison and John Pringle.
Well, and also I think Shep's going to be a big fuss, which we could talk about that now. Let's talk about Shep.
I think before we do that, we should take a commercial break.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend, John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops? Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are four tops.
And we're back.
Oh, y'all.
Patricia.
Doris.
Patricia, I'm having a party, and I'd really like for you to come to my party.
But it's with a southern accent.
And I'd really like for you to come to my party. It's like southern goofy. It's
southern goofy.
I'd like to say that everything about Shep feels a little different to me. All of his energy changed. Number one, his hair is much better. I like the little curly kind of thing.
It is.
I know we were super hard on him last season, as everyone was, because he just became an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
And just became difficult and just became nasty to everybody. He has a different feel now, which is the Shep that we remember from like season one and two. And kind of like genteel old South. He's still a little iffy, but it's a lot better than the mean kind of like fight picking, trying to belittle everyone Shep that we saw last season.
Yeah, really.
Especially to Craig.
Really arrogant and entitled. That's really... Yeah. Yeah, what he was. And y'all, he's been going to therapy.
Which is a huge thing, because Shep, you would never think Shep would go to therapy. So maybe it's working out his anger issues that has made him, because I could just, you know, I'm a life coach, voice coach, and even through the TV, I could see something was different about him.
Yeah, I think that, I think he was much, he just seemed calmer, and I think in a lot of that could be he has a girlfriend. Her name's Taylor, and you know, I think.
What do you think about her?
She seems fine. I mean,
that was exactly I wrote. She seems fine. She seems maybe she calls him on his bullshit.
Oh, I think for sure she does.
This is going to sound nasty, but I'm not meaning it. I don't think she was the interesting, life-changing match he was looking for. And maybe that's a good thing. And, you know, who knows?
I don't know. I don't know.
We haven't seen her enough.
Well, and maybe she was. But the deal is, I think why you say that, it was odd that y'all, I mean, there was even a spinoff of the show called Relationship.
Oh, so, it was so fucking bad.
And that's all that Cameron and Shep ever talked about was Shep's dating life. So it does seem odd that they're like, oh, and by the way, Shep has a girlfriend. When this is
very odd.
This has been his narrative this whole entire season of the show is Shep finding the love of his life and unable to settle down. And then it was kind of an afterthought of just, okay, well, he's with Taylor. Yeah.
I got a girlfriend now.
So, which to me means she's probably agreed to be on the reality show, but she sounds like she doesn't want to be a reality star, which he definitely needs to be with somebody like that.
I feel like he needs to be with someone who challenges him at every turn because, and I've said this from the very first, when we're doing this season, you guys, the thing that makes Shep, formidable as a reality person is he's intelligent. He's super intelligent. He doesn't always have the most emotional intelligence, but he loves to win an argument. He loves the debate. He loves to talk about things. Actually, and I would say if you're not following Shep on Twitter, you're missing out because he's saying some amazing things about our current political system.
I like his Twitter too, actually. Yeah. But no, he even says it to Miss Pat. He says, you know, that to Patricia and her new puppy, y'all, Peaches.
Who's a fucking Pomeranian?
Who's a fucking Pomeranian. And
they bark nonstop. Oh, Jesus.
And so, because he's there invited to the party, but he says that, like, he recognized that he said, I like to win. And yeah. That is...
I don't know about that at all.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the Confederate spirit, you guys. We lost a little bit. We got to win again.
Well, the Confederate lost, so let it go.
That's what I'm saying.
No, that's what I'm saying to them. It's that whole thing of like, you know, just, and she says, and it's so true. It's that whole thing Brene Brown talks about. You can either be right or you can get it right. And so I'm hoping that Shep is like, now with this therapy, and he's like, it's not about being the top dog all the time. It's about just me letting that go, because that was so much ego he had involved in that. And maybe Taylor is just, you know, we'll talk about this later, but when there was an incident at his party and her first thing you will hear her say is to him is like, don't get involved in that, which is not the Shep way, because Shep gets involved in everything.
And I will say she does seem like a calming influence on him.
Yeah.
And him, and like almost a grounding, like grounding a power line that's been hit by lightning, and she's, so maybe that's good for him. Maybe having someone, I will always say the best kind of relationship for me is someone who's ridiculously normal, but who has an aspiration to kind of not be normal. That's the best relationship for me.
And has a huge dick.
And to this, I never want someone who's normal, and that's the problem. Cuz I love to be taken out of my existence. I love that. And a huge dick. By the way, if you haven't listened for a while, I'm a slut.
You know, we're sex positive on this show. You're a slut. I'm a slut. You're all a slut. Like,
you know what? Your mom's a slut. Yeah, your mom's a huge slut. You know what? She was banging your dad every other night.
And your dad's a slut too. I bet he banged your mom's brother.
You know who else is a slut? Your fucking grandmother.
Oh, slutty McSlutty.
She was a huge slut.
Oh yeah.
And if you're offended by me calling your grandmother a slut, you need to rethink that.
You know what? There's nothing wrong with the grandma being a slut. My name is Pauline Granny. I'm normally on 90 Day Fiance, but I just
you don't
jumped
belong
on,
here,
I just
porn
jumped
granny.
On this episode to say you can be a grandma and do porn, because that's what I do. Because I'm Pauline Granny.
I bond you, porn granny, from doing harm to yourself and harm to others. You need to expiate yourself out of this.
That is not porn granny's fault. You literally talk about a grandma having sex.
So I summoned her.
You summoned her. Anytime they say grandma and sex in the same sentence, she goes, hey, is that somebody calling?
Of people who want to be grandmothers, let's talk about Patricia. The Queen Pat, you guys, it's possible she's had another little surgery. Her eyes look a little more lizard-ish. She looks good. Her chin looks good. I feel like it might have been a chin issue.
I don't think she had anything major surgery. I just think she had fresh Botox and some fillers. And I think she looks amazing.
She looks amazing.
She looks gorgeous.
And you know, and Pat and y'all, we should put that in the Facebook group. Don't come for Liza Minnelli, Judy Garland, or Patricia Altschul.
Do not come for Patricia. Yeah, y'all, as we know, we were just starting our sissy squad back when the day our private, but we have a rule: no Judy, no Liza, and no Patricia Altschul.
We should really put no Patricia.
Yeah, maybe what a Chris or Andrea or Jack. What do y'all write that in?
And no one really comes for her because everyone knows that she would rip their throat out like Mortal Kombat.
Finish him
with a smile. It's like when Chip talking about therapy. She said, "Oh, I'm beyond that. It's too late for me. I'm old."
Pat would never go to therapy.
No.
Her therapy is shopping.
Her therapy is when Michael makes her medicine. Now,
or buying her a new dog.
Now, Shep is going to have this party, y'all, called a Dumb and Dumber Formal.
Okay, let's just be honest. This is a terrible idea to get everyone in one room. And this is one of the worst themes I've ever heard.
It did feel, I know they normally do a party at the end of the year, but for him to start this part, it did feel very like, okay, they needed something to do for this.
Yeah. I also will say this is not Charleston. It's very not, it's undignified, if I need to say that. And let's talk about
the theme of the party.
The theme. the theme.
But isn't that kind of, I feel like that's Shep's thing. I think Shep feels like, that's the thing about Shep. I think Shep thinks that he is like a, he's deviant or kind of on the alternative end of his culture that he grew up in, when he actually, he just makes old man jokes.
Even that though, like, you should have, I want to also say that where they had this party was like some kind of WeWork office.
It was not a great
It was room. Awful. Whatever this event facility was, it was terrible with those little stand-up tables. God, I hate stand-up tables. That you have to like stand up and make terrible conversation with people you don't know and hate.
Well, Patricia was not impressed with the food, but we'll get to that.
I kind of agree, though. If you're going to serve liquor at your party,
you have to serve food.
You have to serve hors d'oeuvres. And it should be what we call heavy hors d'oeuvres and not just like a veggie dip. And I find being from the South, God. And when I go to parties here, God. And people just put out shit,
oh, no.
I find that in general, the party fare is leaves a lot to be desired. Especially if you're serving alcohol.
Wow, that was
have to have something.
That was a lot less brutal and a lot less of a soapbox I thought we were going to go down.
No, I just think that you need to serve heavy hors d'oeuvres, which at least two of them needs to be hot.
Oh, here we go.
Everything else can be store-bought, but two of them need to be made and they need to be hot.
Oh, God.
I really do believe that. Now, if you're just having people over for wine, you can serve cheese, you can serve bread. You don't have to do heavy hors d'oeuvres. If you serve liquor, it's a whole different thing. That is a responsible thing to do. You have to serve heavy hors d'oeuvres. It's just the way. It's very, very Southern in that way.
I agree.
I was taught that by my godmother, because she always had these parties.
And your mother would bitch about them, or she like them?
My godmother would complain about people having parties, because they would always do rum and cokes, but if she was going to do rum and cokes, she would always have like kind of a meal or like a heavy appetizer, like fondue or something like that. You never would just serve light hors d'oeuvres if you had liquor.
All right,
that's a Southern thing.
All right, everybody.
Anyway, don't pull over, y'all. There's an ambulance coming near me.
Little soapbox. There you go. So,
Patricia's great as usual. I don't have a problem with her. She's got a new dog named Peaches, because of course. And Michael's there to pick up Peaches.
Michael's there. We love Michael and Patricia. Now,
don't pull over. Don't pull over. Don't pull over. Here, I'm laying off a little grace. My Lord's with
they
you.
They are coming.
Blessed are you among women.
Amen. So we get a little bit of, Shep kind of mentions this, and Craig and Catherine are about to go to lunch, but Shep says he doesn't know if they're going to invite Cameron, because Cameron really hasn't been hanging out with them a lot. Because
newsflash, she's not on the show this season.
Well, yeah, and she's just over it. She's just over it, and she doesn't want to. Cameron was already not even like a cast member for the last two seasons anyway. She was barely there. Y'all, you can tell she like had a kid and like grown up, and she's selling. We call her Instagram Walmart, because she's always selling something on her Instagram. She's making that money doing so. Like, she's moving on.
I must say though, I have a real problem with them making a big plot point of Cameron's husband cheating, which we're going to talk about in a little bit, when she's not even on the fucking
show.
Well,
we can talk about it. That's when Craig and Catherine go to lunch. Yeah. And they're having this lunch. Catherine's having a drink. She's like, deal with it. Now, she says S&S on Craig's nails. I don't know what that means.
I don't know either. I'm not
S&S
a big...
S&S or... Let us know.
Kind of nail thing.
I'll start getting my nails done.
But Craig gets manicures. And she basically tells Craig, I've heard a rumor, and it's that Jason... Cam's husband, anyway, is having an affair. He's cheating. And everyone else thinks this is made up. Maybe it's Charleston gossip. Who knows?
This was a big deal in the news. And again, the show is talking about, there was a lot of shit that happened to the cast members since we last saw them, like outside. And they're talking about all of it. Cameron responded to this, and she actually, this was in May, I believe, of 2019.
She did. Yeah, I remember this.
She even talked about how, She actually really felt sorry for the girl who was accused. I think it was a makeup artist or something in Charleston who said she had never even, who claimed she has never even met Cam or Jason, and only knows of them from the show. And Cam said, I feel sorry for her because she, Cam said, I agreed to be on a reality show. This person did not. Right. So it's, we don't know if it's true or not. We're not here to speculate if it's true or not.
I had a problem with it. And I think if it was true, Craig would have listened a little bit and gone, oh, really? I think they would have scripted that as well. I also need to talk about the fact that Catherine was wearing a camo jacket that looked totally like House of 11.
It did look like House of 11.
That Darcy and Stacey from 90 Day
like Fiancé. House of 11.
It was very House of 11.
Where the girl's at? Where the girl's at? So Craig basically denies this and says this is like totally bullshit. And then Craig says a funny thing. He's like, you know, I love gossip. And, you know, because in high school, I was voted most dramatic as my superlative. Which is fucking true, y'all. Because he does get dramatic.
What were you voted in high school?
In high school, senior, most talented.
Boy.
But in middle school, in middle school, when we did it, I was most talkative.
Who has superlatives in middle school?
I don't know. It's dumb. Were you voted a superlative?
I was voted two in high school. I was voted most intellectual and most likely to put foot in my mouth. And that's real to this day.
That
y'all.
Is on brand. That is on brand. That tracks. That is something I live with daily on this show. And why we
Robin Walsh knows it if she's listening.
That's why we have a lawyer on retainer, because y'all don't know what happens behind the scenes. Poodle said this again. Texting Emily all the time.
I know. Anyway, so we kind of find out a little bit. Craig is basically talking about he cut off Shep for a few months, and he's like, when you're ready to do better, you can just talk to me, dude. And then he's like, Taylor is the reason, his girlfriend, Shep's girlfriend, is the reason why I've reconciled with Shep. So maybe Taylor is a good thing after all.
Because Shep really fucked over everybody. I mean, he fucked over not really Cameron, but he fucked over Catherine. I mean, he was on the outs with a lot of people. And so, but Catherine, I don't feel like she cares that much. I think Catherine's just happy to drink again.
But exactly. But no one burned a bridge like Madison, and they're still kind of letting her back in.
Well, because
Madison basically said that Shep gave Danny chlamydia. Remember?
Well, we also have to remember, y'all, who is the producer of the show? Whitney. And who is very close with Madison, and Madison does her hair.
True.
Patricia, you guys. No. When you're Patricia Altschul, you are never going to fuck over the woman that does your hair.
It's true, but damn, the fact that she got a free pass from that, we haven't really talked about. I think they did mention chlamydia again.
But we also,
bit.
Though, Madison brought it, but we don't need to rehash it all, but from my memory, Madison brought it up, but Austin is the one who told her that, and Austin is the one who made it up.
Yeah, fat tongue.
And he got a pass on that because it's Boys Club.
We don't know. We're not sure if Austin made it up. We're not even sure about that.
But he did admit to telling her that on the reunion last year.
That's true.
He did. Yeah. So
maybe it was someone else.
Sad reunion.
Oh, that was the worst reunion ever. So Shep, we do see Taylor and Taylor, they look cute together and they're bathing Craig the dog, and Craig the dog is still alive, and Shep has somehow kept a dog alive.
Shocker.
And it turns out that Shep met Taylor somewhere, and she said, I was a marine biologist, and it turns out she was a dental assistant.
I kind of like that story.
I thought that story was
cute. Nothing wrong with dental assistants.
No.
Nothing wrong.
I almost became an orthodontist. Come at me if you're a dental assistant and you listen. I love dental. I love getting my teeth clean. I love it. Cleans it. They get it all out. And then afterwards, you're just smiling.
I don't mind. I don't mind the pre-stuff. I do not like the drill.
Oh, do it. Fucking do it. Clean it.
I used to have a dental assistant in South Carolina who had very large breasts, and when she would lean over me, her breasts would literally fall into my mouth.
And nothing would happen.
I would just be like, your boobs in my mouth.
Mama, can you come help me, Mama? I'm scared.
Go on, Jake.
So anyway, Madison is basically, they're choosing their outfits for the Dumb and Dumber party. Still the worst theme party idea.
Yeah.
And Madison's like, I'll be fine with Shep. She's like, if I can get past the threesome, I can get past someone called me white trash. And we always remember the Madison, you're a crazy person. And we see the two girls come out and Madison's Austin like, and, fuck you. Fuck
Austin
you,
and Justin is boner. This
y'all,
sequin
Matt, Austin does have a nice penis. I'm not going to lie.
It does. It's a nice penis. As Poodle has the gift. When Madison comes out in that sequin dress, she looks fucking gorgeous. I can't deal with how pretty she is in that.
It's just basic. I don't know why you're a huge fan of hers.
I just think she wears clothes well. I think she always looks really put together. And I think of her as like a doll. I know, but she looks really pretty.
There's no Catherine Star quality to her. I'm sorry.
I never said that. That's totally different. Catherine is heads and tails more of a star than Madison. Heads and tails.
You talk her up in a way that I just can't see.
No, I think actually even like Chelsea, Danny are much more star quality than Madison.
I agree.
But I just think she's just beautiful. But I do like her style. I like her style a lot. She wears really cute clothes. Because some people watch this for the style.
She's got better hair choices this season. You were a fan of hers, that especially that white dress that she wore at the tell-all. I thought was awful.
Loved it.
Ugh, it looked like something, a terrible thing off of Dynasty.
I loved it. Anyway, so I guess Madison and Danny have made up because Madison calls Catherine while she's at Danny's and they're all three talking about what they're going to wear. And Danny's like, oh, Madison. So
I guess chlamydia gate's over.
So Craig shows up to go talk to his friend at a restaurant and y'all, we've met her before. But now we're meeting a new cast member.
I am most excited about Leyva, you guys.
Leyva's going to be my favorite cast member of the whole season. I'm already telling you that now. I know your favorite is Craig. Leyva is going to take the reins. I can feel it. First of all, I think she's beautiful. She has just the amount of – she has the perfect amount of lip filler. And no, she's beautiful. And she's going to fucking tell everybody who they are, and I cannot wait.
We've also met her before.
We have.
And the show took great pains to show. She's a friend of Cam's. Yeah. The show took great pains to show her that she had been at previous events. And so she's not just like a random new person like Eliza.
Yeah. My name's Eliza Limehouse. I've never been here before, but I fucked.
Far being a Limehouse.
But I gave Whitney a blowjob once in junior high. And so that's why I'm here. Limehouse.
I have a lime house. My daddy fucked some other girl and has a second family.
Who you talking about that? Because that's hard. Let's go horse riding.
She was dumb. Holy fuck.
She was dumb. When I used to be on the AfterBuzz show, which by the way, I've got like three or four of you tweeted me today and said, are y'all doing AfterBuzz is on hiatus right now. So I did talk to Maite and the other women in the AfterBuzz show. And maybe we'll do something when all of us get together and stuff's not going on. But anyway, I know a lot of you have jumped on from AfterBuzz on Twitter. Are jumping into us. So welcome to a lot more blue of a show.
Well, you can't swear on AfterBuzz, right? Because I was on it like one time and I said like two curse words and I was banned.
You said fuck five times. Because you can't.
You know what? I can't be tame like Miley Cyrus.
Or you don't listen. Either one. So anyway, I do miss what Crystal used to do, the best of Eliza Limehouse impression. But yes, she's off the show. But Leva,
I believe.
So Craig tells
her, y'all don't pull over. There's more sirens.
Don't pull over. So Leva is either works or owns this restaurant called Republic, and Craig.
There we go.
There they go. Please be safe, y'all.
That's all cops, actually. That's an ambulance.
Craig,
that's cops.
Craig tells her, he's like, this is a shit that's being said about Cameron. And she's like,
furious.
First of all, I love that she has a potty mouth. She like goes fucking off on it. I think I love that because, you know, a lot of women in the South still don't swear, y'all. Like, that's a thing that women.
That's true.
And so, like, we would get a cuss every once in a while from like Cam or whatever, or like from Catherine. Lev is just like, fuck it, and just is like beep, beep, beep. Yes. And so
she is the Southern Charm woman who's going to shake things up. I'm really excited about her. I agree with you.
I think you know there's some people that are like you know what's cool about this is to me it's still shocking. I know they have Southern Charm New Orleans, but that's a totally different show. It's still shocking to me that they don't have any black women on this show when there are a large number of black people in Charleston. And I
will tell you why that is.
Well, but I know because this show was founded on the whole like upper crust boys club. So I imagine that is what we're going to talk about with Leva's kind of what she talks about wanting Charleston to kind of represent the Charleston she envisions Charleston as is because it's so stratified within races, I'm assuming.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. I don't think it's remarkable at all. It has to do with the reason why in California we will have our social strata, the bottom of it usually has to do with people from a Latinx class.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just because historically that's the hardest class to be from. In South Carolina, it is the black people.
Mm-hmm.
That is the historically downtrodden caste.
Mm-hmm.
Or class. And that's why it's hardest to break into. It's no mystery to me at all.
But that's what I'm bringing up is that I think a lot of people in the rest of the country maybe we're starting to realize this now with what's happening with Black Lives Matter, but I think a lot of people don't realize that that is what South Carolina, its history. And so I'm excited for Leva.
If you look at politics right now, South Carolina has a black Republican senator currently, Tim Scott, and they have Lindsey Graham, the white Republican senator, fighting off a challenge from a black Democratic senator. So things are equalizing. We are seeing a sea change.
Yeah.
But Charleston, I will tell you now, Charleston will be the last place we will see it.
Mm.
And it has nothing to do with politics. It has everything to do with social etiquette, which, strangely enough, means more than politics in Charleston.
Well, because also, if you think about it, I mean, these people like the Ravenels, the Pringles, where they have not just decades, but almost some of them have like a century of family money.
Totally.
But how can black people compete with that? Because a century ago, they can't.
And that's baked
in. Because 150 years ago, their family members were slaves. So,
right.
So that we bring that up and that I think that Leva is going to start challenging that. So that's exciting to see.
I just want to point out something super superficial, that both of them are taking a break from their jobs as lumberjacks. They're both in flannel.
They are.
And I'm so confused. Like, they're both like, hi, ho,
hi, ho.
It's a weird match. I don't know what's going on. And Charleston, you guys, Charleston's never cold. Like, the coldest it gets is like maybe 45, 50. But everyone, it's like LA. Everyone, when it gets down to like 50 here, everyone's like, oh my God, it's freezing. Give me a fleece.
People wearing hats.
Oh God. My favorite are the women who wear fleece in LA.
Well, now,
like Patagonia.
I do. Now, Leva says, she said, the only reason Catherine's doing this shit is because Catherine fucking has a thing against Cameron because Cameron, she doesn't think Cameron was nice about her. So we'll see how that plays off. But
which this is not true because Cameron was totally a Catherine apologist for like two previous seasons. And
but Cameron did talk shit about Catherine, but never to Catherine's face.
Yeah.
She would talk about her, and they show that. They show clips of her saying, I don't care about her. She's da-da-da-da-da-da. But she
those were not recent seasons, though, I will say.
No, but I think Catherine doesn't forget, Poodle.
Like an elephant.
Yeah.
I get you. Should we move on to the party?
Let's move on to the party.
The Dumb and Dumber party at the WeWork office.
Where there's spicy palomas, and Madison walks in with my favorite, y'all, ladies. This is my favorite wedding hair right here. Her hair looks fantastic. I'm getting it all out this episode.
I really wish, but she looked, that black sequin thing was so boring.
I loved it.
I know you liked it.
I thought it was like a classic looking. I loved it.
Well, number one, the theme of this party is dumb. And if you're going to commit to a theme, it needs to be something that everyone can kind of embrace.
But this theme doesn't mean anything. It's hard.
For the men, it does. The men do it.
But it's not a thing. What do you wear for Dumb and Dumber when you're a woman?
Exactly.
Exactly.
Catherine wore her. She wore whatever she wanted to. She's like, I'm wearing an orange bow tie. That's all I'm going for.
And it was cute.
But I will say, no, none of the women really cared, and so it just was a it fell.
No one cared because it was a stupid theme. People care. You know, when we had
dumb and dumber.
Guess what? When we had a Tennessee Williams party and Poodle got blitzed on mint juleps and made out with three guys and threw up in the bathroom, everyone looked fantastic.
And everyone wore white.
Everyone wore
white. I wasn't letting anybody else in.
If you have
we had women wearing slips.
If you have a Tennessee Williams party or you have a theme party and people are asking you what to wear, that means you didn't set a clear theme for your party.
It's true.
Who knew that this episode would be so much about party planning etiquette?
And you know what? If you're having a Tennessee Williams party, you're most likely gay.
Oh, or very. It is the things we go off on. I just took a picture. Someone left us a review, which, by the way, y'all go, especially for this show. Let's just say this now. This is not the 90 Day Gay Show. Y'all, this is a totally
different review on Sweet
This
tea,
is a totally different podcast. So we really, really, really need your reviews on this podcast to help share it in the world. So go to on Apple Podcasts, leave a 5-star review. And if you don't, and if you don't know what to put, just put Madison, Madison, Madison.
Or Madison, Madison, or Keep Going Queens. Keep Going Queens.
Someone wrote on our, I think it's applicable for this. They wrote 90 days, 90 topics. Only a top shelf podcast like this can use the content from a garbage show like TLC to discuss everything from country music, satellites, and Robert Oppenheimer. Just hit play.
Yeah, I did mention Robert Oppenheimer on the 90s.
And and who knew? You leave a review and say, I came for this show to talk about a Bravo reality show, and instead of, they read me for my party planning skills.
And I learned that I need to serve heavy hors d'oeuvres if I serve liquor.
Mm-hmm. And I learned what wedding hair I need to have. So whatever, y'all, come in. So we're at this party, and so here's the deal. There's this guy who's really cute named Peter. He was cute.
I was so fucking into Peter and Liz, who are Shep's friends. And I think we've seen Peter before.
We have.
But like,
y'all find him on Instagram and come at me.
I would bang the fuck out of Peter, and Peter would never go back to women.
Never.
Because Peter's a little gay.
He's got to be a little gay. He's not like, I mean, they have these. Anyway, he's really. But so, come to find out,
Peter is exactly my type.
Peter and Madison fucked y'all. The more
which is great. It's good for me because Madison's basically a drag queen. But yeah.
No, I was about to say Madison is basically you. Really, she's an opportunist. She likes to look at herself in the mirror, and she's fucked everybody in town. That's you.
Fair.
Y'all, literally, Jake moved to California because he called me and said, I was at dinner, and basically I realized by proxy I'd fucked everyone at dinner. It's time to leave.
I'm laughing because I'm uncomfortable.
But
it's
that's
true.
Exactly what he said. And so how many times have I don't even have enough hands to count how many times I've been to a party and I'm having a great time. And then all of a sudden Jake pulled, this is when we used to be roommates, not in a sexual way, but just best friends. And he'd pull me aside. So we come together at the party and he'd say, we have to go. I fucked that guy. And he's here with his husband. It's going to get awkward.
And I will say the reason why Peter was kind of disoriented by seeing Madison is it's the only girl who had let him put it in her butt.
Yeah.
And she suggested it.
Yeah.
And
she like did something on top and he was like, what the fuck? Y'all, yeah. Madison is the best sex of Peter's life. Madison is the best sex of anybody's life.
Oh yeah. I totally agree. She knows exactly what she's doing. She's the best sex of Austin's life. She's the best sex of anyone's life who has her.
Yes.
And it's hard to forget her. And that's why Peter's either girlfriend or wife lost her shit.
Lost her shit because, y'all, she knows. Everybody knows.
Yeah. And women have that ability to see a girl who's, like, dangerous to them. And so they're like, we're getting out of here.
It's true.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Peter and Liz and Shep's like, I don't know what's going on, dude. And Shep promises that he did not invite them for that reason. And I kind of believe him.
I believe him. But y'all, it's hard because remember the last party when he pulled that dick move and invited the girls Austin had the threesome with?
Terrible.
And so Madison's kind of like, yeah, sure, whatever, Shep. She's like, this is shit's on you. You haven't changed a bit.
Yeah, Madison thinks it's a setup. And y'all, Whitney and Patricia show up. And then it's all good because that's when they start. Patricia's like, well, I guess the only kind of parties that happen where good food is the ones that I throw.
Yeah.
And she's right.
And she's holding court. And then, y'all, in comes John Pringle.
John Pringle shows up.
Whoa.
John Pringle can have me. Anytime, y'all. That's the thing.
John Pringle, if you're listening, I will shave my back and put on a blonde wig. You will never know the difference. I'm telling you, John Pringle. You won't care. I can speak really high.
Except your boobs aren't as perky as they should be.
No, I'll work on it. I'll work on it, John Pringle. Y'all, this guy, and he comes in and
holy fuck.
And without a beat, Patricia says, oh, are you the Pringle for da 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 da? And he's like, yes, ma'am.
That was my grandfather.
And as soon as Patricia hears that,
John Nash House.
As soon as Patricia hears that, she is pulling Madison to the side and says, well.
Because you know why? Austin's not really Southern. John Pringle is Southern. And she and Patricia wants the best for Madison.
And she says that Austin is a man child and a boy, which is true. He doesn't have his shit together at all. And she's like, Madison, y'all, like her or not, Madison is a self-made woman. She's worked her ass off. She's built her own career.
I can't doubt you there.
And so, whereas Austin has done fucking shit. But I think the crux of all of this is you just nailed it. Austin is not Southern.
No, that's it. Yeah. And you know, you really have to be from the club, you guys. You in Charleston, you have to be Southern.
Because just, yes, because that, as soon as John said that, he had an immediate access that like Craig, yeah. Craig had to work so much harder for. And even Craig still is not in that club.
Nope. Nope. And that's why Eliza, unfortunately, is in that club. And someone like Landon, who we don't really talk about anymore, has been relegated to being back in San Diego. God, fucking Landon.
Oh, oh, when they showed, when they showed at the end of last season that Landon and Ashley are friends now.
Awful. Awful.
That's the one thing. Ashley. This show has no qualms about shading people that were on this show. None.
No.
None, none, none.
So yeah, definitely Patricia's trying to break up who I called Mauston. She's trying to break up Madison and Austin.
And I bet, you know what? I'll bet she'll do it.
Because so she says, you should have a play date. He has a 7-year-old kid, and you
like,
should
oh,
do
you
that.
Play with Hunter. Yes. So y'all, because he just moved back from the West Coast. So she said
the only other thing we had was Cameron, Cam texted
Catherine,
Catherine, and basically says, you know, why are you spreading gossip about me? This never happened. And Catherine's like, I just was talking about what I heard, you know, gossip. She's like, just be a good human, which is something Cameron would say.
Cameron said, and then Catherine kind of says,
I don't give a fuck.
And she was like, you know what? She's like, she hurt me to my core and she's an asshole.
She's an asshole. So it's open season on Cam, you guys. And Catherine's going to be Maleficent this season. It's going to be really ugly.
And it's going to be also amazing. And Catherine had so much highlighter on her face at this party. She looked like she looked as if someone had like done really bad Day of the Dead makeup on her and didn't like put in the shadow.
She looked absolutely terrible.
Ladies, do not highlighter should be subtle. It should not. People shouldn't see
like Stacy from 90 Day. You shouldn't live on highlighter.
You shouldn't see the highlighter. You should actually just feel like your skin looks glowing.
I agree.
Come to me for makeup tips. Come to me, y'all. Everybody.
Well, you need to send them because I'm tired of referring people to you.
Everybody loves that black honey now. You're welcome. You're welcome.
I don't give a shit.
Y'all, that's basically,
is it time for, do we need to do our quote and quotables?
Strong tea.
Strong tea.
Give me strong tea with quote and quotables. Y'all, this is a section of the show, if you're new to the show, where we always talk about a quote, and I don't remember what mine was.
So I'm on. It is, I will say now, mine is Patricia, where she said, oh, yes, go get Peaches. She's the new guard dog. She's part Rottweiler. And we bring out Peaches, and it's a goddamn Pomeranian.
It's a Pomeranian.
So, yeah, not a lot of quote and quotables in this one.
My quote and quotable actually was, I've never thought Austin was gay, and I still don't think he is. But when Madison walked out in that first dress, he was like, I mean, you look like somebody from Mulan, like that Disney princess. And I went,
queer.
Was Mulan like a really, really just impactful movie to your life, Austin? It was just came out of nowhere.
He's so dumb.
He's pretty dumb.
Oh, he's so awful.
He's pretty dumb. Ugh. So there wasn't a lot of...
Give me more John Pringle.
I know. There wasn't a lot of quote-unquotables. You know, normally... Oh, I do. Patricia, when she
said...
When Patricia said, I'm not even going to say this word right. She's like, when she's serving drinks to chefs, and she's like...
Chinoiserie.
It's a chinoiserie straw. Not that you know what that is.
That is the best. There's a straw to it. It's a chinoiserie straw.
Which I don't know what that means. What is that, poodle?
A fake Chinese-ish straw. Where to be Asian was to be important. Yeah. Chinoiserie. From chinois, which is the French word for Chinese. Chinoiserie.
And there we go.
All right. We need to end this show because I need to go jerk off to John Pringle pics.
I don't. Y'all can come at us on, if you remember, where our website's changed. It's at 90 Day Gays now. That's where you can come at other shows. You can look at the show links and you can.
Or if you type in Sissy That Talk, we're still, it'll come out 90 Day Gays.
You can check out our show, 90 Day Fiance. We're recapping that show right now. And if you're new to the show too, we have a Gaytreon, AKA our Patreon, where we're recapping a lot. We do old episodes of 90 Day Fiance. We're recapping Love After Lockup.
Lalu.
We're going to be doing, we've already said, in we do also a Bi-Curious episode, like a new episode every month.
Or we do
month.
Any show we decide to do.
And we already decided that in November, we're going to be doing
Love a Mama's Boy.
We're going to be doing that shit show. So people keep asking us if we're going to recap that entire show. Y'all, it's not.
The answer is no.
No, it's not that great. And Southern Charm came up, and so we're going to be doing this.
This is where we want to be.
It's true. You can also find us on Cameo. Poodle is at Jake It or Fake It, and I'm at The Matt Marr.
I felt so bad. I missed one today, and I gave it to her free. I'm all about giving things to people free. Usually not hers.
You said it, not me. Anyway, again, because if he didn't give it for free, y'all, we would be doing this show in a studio, and I wouldn't be doing this in an echoey Airbnb, and Poodle wouldn't have to walk all over his apartment to find the right fucking internet so he could connect to this goddamn show. But yes, why don't you think about giving away for free? Anyway, everybody.
Anyway, that's the show.
That's the show, y'all. Now, we'll see you next week, and remember, y'all come back now.
Y'all come back now, yeah.
Well, now it's time to say goodbye to Poodle and to Matt, and they would like to thank you folks for listening to their chat.
You're all invited back next week, but please, before we're through, just mosey down to iTunes and leave us a review.
Poodle, you and reviews, you're shameless.
That's what they call me in college.
Y'all come back now, you hear? Poodle, I need to talk to you about something that happened at our New York live show.
The lying designer said it was his first time and that his wife didn't care.
No, Poodle. It's just that people are talking about your outfit from the show.
Oh, yes. My corset that I bought online that was specially made for my body. It accentuated my creamy shoulders and gave me a waist cinched for the gods.
Well, also, I don't know how to say this, but some sissies said their male husbands noticed your...
caboose? Men flock to my posterior. It makes sense.
No, the other side. They noticed your junk.
Oh, my.
And apparently there was some jealousy. I can't believe I'm talking about this. But some men said you looked very junk forward, and some male sissies in the audience were a little jealous.
Well, they should be. I bring the heat. Well, if I'm honest, Maddie, I've got a little secret.
Oh, I know you banged the guy that organizes your building's trash bins.
How dare you mention Orlando? I can neither confirm nor deny. No, Maddie, I mean, those male sissies don't need to be jealous at all. Well, maybe a little jealous. But they, too, can be junk-forward like me. My secret is that I wear the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies.
The contoured pouch and ball caddy?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy. Not only is MeUndies underwear comfortable and breathable, but it also makes my junk look huge!
MeUndies, who knew?
Yes, and MeUndies has looks for all types of people. From all black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small through 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
Oh, and I do know that MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Their lounge collection is incredible, featuring joggers, hoodies, and onesies, and more. And it is unmatched comfort because MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
Well, not only are they cozy, but MeUndies uses sustainably sourced materials and works with partners that care for their workers. And if you're not happy with your first pair of MeUndies, it's on MeUndies.
Well, Poods, now that I'm living the single life like Nuttley, I need to advertise. I'm getting some MeUndies.
I don't want to hear about your sex life on the podcast. Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.